Kriya Satora for this Shabbos is something that is quite unique. It's not merely the Kriya of Parshas HaShavua. Of course, that certainly is the case. But there is a Gemara Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph that tells us that there was a special Takanas Ezra. This the Gemara mentions in the Brayis in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that the Parshios of the Tochacha, the Brachos and Klalos, are found twice in Chumash, Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Kisavo. And the Takana says so that the timing of that Kriya Sator is critical. You have to lay in the Tochacha and Vayikra before the Yantip of Shavuos, and you have to lay in the Tochacha in Kisavo before Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Chazal arranged the Seder Parshios that it falls out perfectly before Shavuos, one Tochacha, before Rosh Hashanah, the other. And Tosus points out the following, that Tosus Megillah Flamed Aleph, that not this year, but let's assume, for example, that neither Rosh Hashanah nor Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. So you have two Shabbosos in between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. So if that really is true, you have to divide certain parshios. You have an extra laning, an extra Kriya Sator. So Tosus writes, this is Sholo, Beis HaMedrash Shor Rabbeinu Nissim. There are a couple of options. Matos and Masei, we could separate. Or we could separate Nitzavim and Vayelech. So Tosus writes, like, very simply, Matos and Masei are very long parshios. Nitzavim and Vayelech are very short parshios. So if it's really a question, which do you separate and which do you combine, Tosus writes the answer should be fairly simple. Why not separate the long parshios and combine the short parshios? That was the kasha in Beis Medrash Shor Rabbeinu Nissim, because we do the opposite. If we were to have an extra Shabbos, if Yom Kippur didn't fall out on Shabbos, Matos and Masei would remain together, and we would separate Nitzavim Vayelech. So that's pretty surprising, like a simple kasha. Why do you separate the short parshios? One could even explain the kasha even a step further, because, you know, the Gaon in his Bir on the Sifri writes that really Nitzavim Vayelech is a single parsha. It's a single parsha. So it's really additionally surprising that you take a single parsha and you divide it in two when we could have divided the longer parshas. So you know what Tosos answers? This is all driven by this Takanas Ezra. It's necessary to read the Blachos and Klalos before Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says, Tichla Shana Bekiloseha. Klalos should come to an end with the end of the year, and the ensuing year should be a time of absolute bracha. That begins in Kisavo. The brachos and klalos are found in Kisavo. But you know what? Tosa says it spills over. It also is true of parshas Nitzavim as well. Nitzavim also is a parsha of brachos and klalos. So therefore, Tosa writes, it's essential to lay Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah. That's what Tosa writes. Oh, so that explains exactly what we do. That was a Takanas Ezra, to lay Kisavo, Nitzavim, Rosh Hashanah. So Tosa writes, if you were to separate Matos and Masei, you know what would happen? That we would have Kisavo, then Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Shuv would be Nitzavim Vayelech. No, that can't be. The Takana says is you have to lane these parshios in that sequence. Kisavo, Nitzavim, and then Rosh Hashanah. So Tosus writes, that's why Chazal arranged the Seder parshios the way we have it. Now people don't even realize it, but no, it was so deliberate in the sense that this is a special Takanas Ezra to lay these themes before Rosh Hashanah, before the Yom HaDin. And I'll tell you, when it comes to Shavuos, the same thing is true. This doesn't apply this year, but we've all experienced it. Now, let's assume you have a leap year, Shana Muberes. And you know what? The last day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos. The last day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos in a leap year. So that creates somewhat of a problem, no? Because in Eretz Yisrael, it's already a Yisruchan, and they're learning Parshas HaShavua. And for us, it's the last day of Yantid. You know what? So you know what happens? It's like unusual. No, we're one off. We're one off. No, we've all experienced that, no? We're one off with the Kriya Satora. You know what? In Eretz Yisrael, they're laning Parshas Achrimos. And we're laning Yantif, because for us, it's the last day of Yantif Sheni Shagalios. And you know what? We have to catch up. You know what's so shocking? This is already a Tshuvas Maharit in Chelek Bey Simen Gimel. A Tshuvas Maharit. We're really slow. No, it takes us months to catch up, months to catch up. You know, we end up aligning ourselves with Eretz Yisrael at the very end of the summer, the very end of the summer, no? And for weeks we're off, no? And those are all the shailas that the Rabbanim get, you know? I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, I'm coming back from Eretz Yisrael. Do I have to make up the parashu? I did not. Do I have to hear the Kriya Sator again? I heard it last Shabbos because we're one off. You know what? Let me tell you something very, very simple. Very, very simple. You know what? On that day, what for us is the last day of Yantif, and Eretz Yisrael, it's just a Shabbos, they're learning Parsha Sakrimos. The next Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, they're learning Kedoshim. If we would just combine Achrimos and Kedoshim, the Shabbos after Pesach, you know what? We'd be good to go. We would be perfectly aligned with Eretz Yisrael. We could solve the problem immediately, in a matter of days, no? Just simply combine Achrimos and Kedoshim. And we would be absolutely fine. And you know, we don't do that. We separate Achrimos and Kedoshim. So we remain one off for a very, very long time. And months later, we align ourselves with Eretz Yisrael. That already is the question. The Marit raises that question. It's a problem, but solve the problem with such a simple solution. Why not? So you know what the Marit writes? The answer is Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. That's what the Marit writes. You have to lay the Tochacha before Shavuos. You have to lay the Tochacha before Rosh Hashanah. If we're going to combine Achrimos and Kedoshim, you know what that's going to mean? We end up laying B'chukosai significantly before Shavuos. And we don't want to do that. We want to lay B'chukosai immediately prior to Shavuos. If you're going to combine Parashios at that time of the year, you're going to have a huge gap between the Kriya Satorah of the Brachos and Kolos and Vayikra and the Yantif of Shavuos. So therefore, Chazal did not want to do that. They did not want simply to combine Achrimos and Kedoshim, because if you separate it, we're juxtaposing the Kriya Satorah with the Yantif of Shavuos. Wow, you don't even notice it, no? But that's the Teretz. You probably heard the kasha, no? Why is it that we wait so long? It's such a simple teretz. Now, people say all kinds of funny things. No, that's the teretz. The teretz is Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. So Tosus is bothered why we separate and combine when it comes to Tocha before Rosh Hashanah. And the Marit is bothered why we do it in an unusual case, a leap year where the last day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So this is like a separate Takana Sezra. And you know what? The Chachamim so beautifully arranged the Parshias. We don't even realize it's a special Takana Sezra, you know? Parsha Zachar, we realize, ooh, this is a special Kriya Satorah. They're taking a Sefer Torah Delaining. Here, it's so seamless, no? It looks, the Shabbos, like it's a regular Kriya Satorah. No, this is a special Takanas Ezra in order to go ahead and do so. So then has to realize that that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now that you have to lay in these Parshios before Rosh Hashanah and before Shavuos. Well, this accounts for perhaps another halacha as well. The Mishnah on the earlier daf, on daf Lamed Aleph, tells us the following, that Ein Mafsikin Bokolos. Ein Mafsikin Bokolos. When you're allowed to have Hosafos, and when can't you have Hosafos when it comes to Leni? A little bit unclear. No? That really is a Mishnah even earlier in the Gil. That's Mishnah daf Chaf Aleph. When can you have Hosafos? The Mishnah is not 100% clear. 100% clear. It's clear from the Mishnah that sometimes yes, sometimes no, but not exactly sure where. On Chol, you can have Hosafos. On Shabbos, Mi'ikra Adin, you can have a Hosaf. What about when it comes to Yantif? That's my focus for Shabbos. What's wrong with having Hosafos? So Rashi writes, and that's Sigim, Gadol Chaf Aleph, you know what's wrong with the Hosaf? It prolongs the Kriya Satan. What's wrong with prolonging the Kriya Satorah? Rashi writes simply, Bittul Malacha. Bittul Malacha. You know what? People have to go to work. And therefore it results in a Tirfa de Tzibura to go ahead and to have an expanded Kriya Satorah. If necessary. But if not, then not. So you know what Rashi Shita is? Meikar Hadin, the only time there's Nisra of Osafa is when people go to work. When there's an Isra Malacha, you can have Osafas. So you know what Rosh Hashita is? You can have Hosafos on Shabbos. You can have Hosafos on Yantif. You can have Hosafos on Yantif as well. Well, and the Ran has a beautiful biur, and that's Sigmi Gudav Chaf Aleph, where the Ran writes, he thinks, not, you mentioned this not so long ago, no, that why is it sometimes you have this number of aliyahs, that number of aliyahs? Oh, so the Ran writes the following. You know, it is a Gemara. You have to have at least three aliyahs. Okay, good. But you know what? Why do we have more than that? In order to demonstrate a heightened Kedushas Hayom. It's Chol HaMoed. We want to demonstrate Chol HaMoed has a Kedushas Hayom. We'll see the sugyas. Now, it's not just like a Yom Chol. One of the ways we demonstrate the special quality of a day, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, is by having another Aliyah. Yantif, a higher level of Kedusha. Yom Kippur, a higher level of Kedusha. Shabbos is the most chomeris in Malacha. No? Shabbos uniquely, or Chayiv Skila. There's no Chayiv Skila any other time. A person does Malacha and Yom Kippur. You're not Chayiv Skila. There's a Chayiv Kares. But Misa Spizn is only on Shabbos. So the Ran writes the following Chiddush, that in order to demonstrate that hierarchy, that Chazal or Koveya additional Aliyahs. So you know why there's Nisr Hosafa? Because if you add an Aliyah, you're infringing on a higher Kedusha Sayo. It's like you're equating Chol HaMoed with Yom Tov. It's like you're equating Yom Tov with Yom Kippur. It's like you're equating Yom Kippur with Shabbos. So therefore, the sheet of the Ran, you can only have Hosafos on Shabbos. Shabbos, all right, you've hit the top. So the apex, the pinnacle, okay, now you can have Hosafos. But anything, that's a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Iran. Can you have Osafos and Yom Tov? Can you have Osafos and Yom Tov? That's a pretty fascinating issue. You know, Tosfos points out, I'll tell you a secret, you really have Osafos and Yom Tov. No? Because how many aliyahs do you have on Yom Tov? You know, five aliyahs and maftir. You know what that is? That's a Osafa, no? That's a Tosfos and Megillah, the Chav Gimel. That's a Osafa. If you couldn't have Osafos, you know what? Then the last Aliyah would be the Maftir, like on a tiny Sibur. You can't have Osafos, so it's not three Aliyahs and Maftir. Shlishi is Maftir. Why is it five plus? Oh, Mikra Din Tosus writes, you should realize that it's a Hosafa. It's a Hosafa. Oh, and Tosus even writes like a stunning Chiddush. That means Yelain, the five Aliyahs of Yantiv. That's the Chovah Sayom. And laning maftir is just a hosafa. You know what? When you go to a chiyuv, to that which is a rishus, a chiyuv mikra din to hosafa, you know what you have to do? You have to have some type of break. You have to have some davar hamafsik. You have something that separates. You know what that's called? A kaddish. Tosfos says, Megillah Chav Gimel, it's such a beautiful Kiddush. There are different types of Kaddish, but one Kaddish is a Kaddish HaMafsik. A Kaddish that tells you you're shifting gears. You're going from here to here, here to here. Wow. And if you look carefully at Tosfos, Tosfos says something like incredible. You know, Tosfos and Brachos Daf Dalet is bothered by the following. It's always important to have a Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. You never have Shemoneh Esrei without a prior Kaddish. But Tosfos says, Baba, but you know what? What's the placement of Kaddish? You know, it's a little unusual. There's a fundamental difference between Shachris as opposed to Maariv, no? When it comes to Shachris, you know what? You have Kaddish, and then Kriya Shema Shemoneh Esrei. Good? When it comes to Maariv, you have Kriya Shema Kaddish Shemoneh Esrei, no? So Tosfos says, Baba, like, why is the placement of Kaddish different when it comes to Shachris and Maariv? That's Tosfos' question. So you know what Tosfos writes? Tefillas Arvis is only Rishus. Tefillas Arvis is Rishus Mikra Adin, Brachos Chav Zayin. Okay, it's a Rishus. So you can have the Kaddish. Now, you know what it sounds like from Tosfos? It sounds like, you know, Tefillas Arvis is like only Rishus, so therefore you don't have to be so careful about Hefsik. Shachris, you know, you have to be very careful. Not to be Mafsik before the Shemoneh Esrei, but Maariv Tefillas Arvis is Rishus. You don't have to be as careful. I'll tell you the practice in my shul, for example, you know, it's Rosh Chodesh. So in Shachris, the Gabbai gives a clap, you know? But in Maariv, we follow the Magen Avraham. Say Yalla V'Yalla. No, the Gabbai announces Yalla V'Yalla. Because Magen Avraham writes for the services Rishus. So therefore, you can be mafsik with Tzorach HaTfila. You can say Yalla V'Yalla. So if you can say Yalla V'Yalla, it's probably better to say Yalla V'Yalla than to clap. You know, sometimes a clap can be a little confusing, no? Maybe they're telling everybody to be quiet. No, maybe not say Yalla V'Yavo. Just say Yalla V'Yavo, it's clear. You don't have that option in Shachris, but you have that option in Magen Avraham writes when it comes to Maariv. So I would say Poshub Shan Tosus, at Brachos Daf Dalet, that since Tefillas Arvis is only Rishus, so therefore, we'll have the Kaddish right before Shemoneh Esrei. So Soleichik pointed out, that's really not what Tosus means. When it comes to Kriya Satora, you have 7 aliyas, and then you have a maftir. Anyanta, 5 aliyas, then you have maftir. So Tosa says, put a kaddish, because when you're shifting gears, you need a kaddish amapsik. The kaddish isn't like you're shifting gears, no? Oh, so that's why you're going from the chova sayom to maftir. So therefore, that shift is indicated by a kaddish, a hefsik, a davar hamafsik. No? Oh, so maybe that's pshat and tosis, no? That's like unbelievable. No? Wow. When it comes to shachris, is kriya shma chova? Well, of course kriya shma is a chova. We pass in kriya shma as deraisa. Is shmonesri a chova? Yes. Shachris is a chova. Good. Chova, no? Mariv. Kriya Shema is a mitzvah daraisa. Shmonesre is only rishus. The relationship of Kriya Shema and Shmonesre and Mariv is like the chova seyom of Kriya Satori Maftir. You're shifting gears. You're going from a chova to a rishus. A chova to rishus. Also, Tosa says you go from a chova to rishus, you have to have a kaddish. No? So it's not just simply, Tosa does not mean that, you know what, since Marv is Rishus, oh, we won't be so careful about Hefsek. No, since Marv is Rishus, we need a Kaddish. We need a Davar HaMafsek. That's a pretty big Kiddush, no? You take a look at Tosus Megillah and Chav Gimel, you reread it. Yeah, that's exactly what Tosus is saying. Now that's the role of. So the Kaddish goes ahead and separates in that fashion. Well, so interesting that our practice is not to have extra Hosef HaSiyanta, but technically what we do, where Osleichik pointed out, another chiddush. Is there any yantif that we do have osafos? Really blatant osafos, no? Yeah, Simchas Torah, no? Really blatant osafos, no? We have the 5 aliyahs, and we have a chasam Torah, we have a chasam Breishis, no? We really have osafos. And have you ever been to a shul where it's a yantif that falls on Shabbos, and they have osafos? No? Probably not. No? Even shuls that have osafos, you know, but at Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos, they don't have osafos. So it's interesting, on Simchas Torah we have osafos, and on Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos, they don't have osafos. Is there any, like, common link between them? So Shleishim pointed out, do charichus, no? We don't have osafos on Shabbos. We have osafos on Shabbos. We don't have osafos in Yantav. Good. How do you assess whether it's Shabbos and Yantav? That sounds like a funny question. No? Well, is it Shabbos or is it Yantav? One kinnish. No. What is the theme, the mechayiv, the essence of the Kriya Satora? Is it a Shabbos dikka Kriya Satora or is it Yantav dikka Kriya Satora? No? Well, on Shabbos we have Osafas, Yantav we don't. I want to determine what the Kriya Satora is Shabbos and Yantav. I would say, does it have a Kiddush? No. What is the Kriya? Is it a Shabbos Kriya Satora? Or is it a Yantav Kriya Satora? No? That explains our minute, no? You know what's unusual about Simchas Torah? It's a Kedusha Sim of Yantav, that's true. What's the Kriya Satora? Emor? Re'ei? No. The Kriya Satora is Parshas HaShavua, no? Zos Sabracha. It's a Shabbos Kriya Satora, even though it has a Kedusha Sim of Yantav. And let's assume, for example, it's a Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. It has a Kedusha Sim of Shabbos. But what's the Kriya Satora? It's not Parshas HaShavua. It's a Yantav Kriya Satora. We'll lay Emor. We'll lay Re'ei. We'll just divide it into more aliyahs, no? Oh, so that was like the modification that Rosloveitchik suggested. When you lay the Parshas HaShavua, our minig is to have osafos. When you're laying a Kriya Satora, which is a Yantav Kriya Satora, the minig is not to have. Not to have osafos. And therefore, Yantav Shechalos V'Shabbos, no. In Simchas Torah, the minig is to have the chasan, which in Mikra HaDin are considered to be osafos. That's a pretty fascinating lumbus. No, you heard it here. No, that was the chedush that the Soviet suggested. Good? Okay. Now, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph. There is a time that on Shabbos you can't have osafos. You know what that is? The Tochach. Ein Mafsikin B'Kolos. Aim of seeking B'Kolos. Even though the Mishnah said Nav Chafalef on Shabbos, you can have Osafos, not when it comes to the Tochach. Not when it comes to the Tochach. So that's Me'ikar Hadin. When it comes to Tochach, you cannot have Osafos. And I'll tell you a minute, Gaboim always have to be careful about this. And that is that, you know what? We try never to end an aliyah on a davara. That's the minute. Never to end that. Why is that true? Because why ain't mafsikin because? What's wrong with having a hosaf in the middle of the tovah? So you know what? The Gemara has two possibilities. The first possibility, the Gemara says, what's wrong with having hosaf in the tovah? So the Gemara says, the name of Avasi, because Musar Hashem b'ni altimas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Musar. Pay attention, you know? Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you Musar, you know? Maybe stop for a minute. I want to have an extra aliyah. I want to make a mishaberech. I want to have osafa. Musar Hashem b'ni altimas. Kadosh Baruch Hu is admonishing you. You know, derech eretz. Pay attention. That's Rav Asi. So therefore, when you're dealing with divrei musar, you know, don't start having interruptions. Okay, that's fine. Reish Lakish gives another reason. Ein omrim bracha al haparonos. We try to avoid reciting a bracha on a davara. Sometimes a person has no choice. You have to make a bracha with dynamis. But when you have a choice, a bracha can be chal on a davar tov. A bracha can be chal on a davara. So therefore, make sure the bracha is chal on a davar tov. So you have to have certain brachas when it comes to the aliyahs. Why in the world would you make the bracha in the middle of the tochacha? Why make a bracha on a davara? And that's the minhag, never to end an aliyah on a davara. Now, so shuls that have osafos, you know, like I normally know like a couple of the rules. No, you have to make sure there are ample psukim that follow, and you're not only short psukim into the parsha. Okay, but also very fun. You can't end an aliyah on a davara. And what happens if a haftarah ends in a davara? We usually kind of repeat. No, we repeat a posuk which is not a davara, in order that the brachos of haftarah should be chal on a davara tov. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says when it comes to Tovcha, and that's the minhag of not reciting a bracha on a davara. Oh, so the Taz, in two places, raises a pretty basic question. The Taz is found in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and the Taz is found in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah is Kuf Lamed Tes, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh is Tav Chav Ches. The Taz raises the same question, different answers, but the same question. The Taz is bothered by this. Wait. This is a Mishnah. Ein mafsikin b'kolos. Ein mafsikin b'kolos. This is a Mishnah. And what was the practice in the time of the Mishnah? No. The first Ola, typically the Kohen, would recite the first bracha. And the Achron would recite the last bracha. They didn't have separate brachas. There was run bracha lefaneha, there was run bracha lachareha. You know what it meant to get an aliyah? It meant you took over the laning. No? But brachos. The Kohen recited the first bracha. The Achron recited the last bracha. There were no intermediate brachos at all. That's a minhag amoraim that we have, that every aliyah has brachos. But that was not always the case. That was not true midin the Mishnah. So the Taz writes this incredible kasha. The Mishnah says, in mafsikin b'kolos. So, of course, Rav Asi has to be correct, no? It's because it's not right to interrupt the Musar. How in the world can Reish Lakish say, because ein omrim bracha al-pranos? There were no brachos. If Reish Lakish was talking about you and me, okay, for us and our shuls, where we recite the bracha, you know, all the time, okay, I understand, that makes sense. I would say that's an additional reason. But how can that be the reason? Like if you look at Achinami, the Tosus Yantif writes on that Mishnah. Reish Lakish is not really explaining the Mishnah. Reish Lakish is just adding, and this is especially true in our time because we recite separate brachos. But that can't be the explanation of the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah they didn't have brachos. But it doesn't sound that way from the Gemara, no? The Gemara raises the issue, right? In mafsikim l'kolos, the Gemara says, minahan emilei. And Reish Lakish says, ein omrim brach ala peronos. So the Taz writes something which is not so simple. The Taz writes kind of the same teretz. Taz writes it in lomdus, then he writes it halacha l'maisa. So in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Kuf Lamed Tes, the Taz writes this in lomdus. You know what? Even though it's true, the Kohen recited the first bracha. Bachar said last bracha. But you know, the bracha applies. It's chal for every ola. It's chal. It's not that the individual people are reciting the bracha. But it's not just the kohen is chayiv in the first bracha, the achron is chayiv in the last bracha. Whoever is going to get an aliyah is chayiv in the brachos entirely. Elamai. I'll be yotze with the last. But in principle, the bracha applies to my aliyah as well. So therefore, in principle, that's called Ein Omer Bracha Leperunos. Well, no one's making any extra brachas. That's what the Taz writes in Ochus Kriyas HaTorah. That the Chalos HaBracha is on every Aliyah, and that's what bothers Rish Lakish. And we look in the Taz, in Tavka Chesron Shrosh Chodesh, the Taz writes it, Halacha Lamaisa. You know what? That it's not that there's only one Aliyah in the beginning, one Bracha in the end. No. Every Aliyah has its own brachas. Elamai Am Yotze. Let's assume, for whatever strange reason, I came a little bit late to shul. No? A little bit late. You weren't even there for the Kohen. You know, so, you know, I'm the Gabbai, I want to teach you a lesson. No? I'm going to call you up for an Aliyah. You know what? You were Yotze with the Kohen? You weren't even there for the Kohen. No? See what the Taz writes? This poor guy, he has to make a bracha. He was Yotze. He wasn't there. No? Wow. Let's say this guy, you know, he's out of here. He's leaving early. He has to make a bracha after his aliyah. He'll be yotzi with the achron. He's not going to be there for the achron. The Taz writes halacha lemaisa that if for whatever reason an intermediate ole was not able to be yotzi with the rishon or the achron, he's going to have to make his own brachos. Wow. So even in the time of the Mishnah, you can have brachos on intermediate aliyahs. Okay. That's what the Taz writes. But you understand the Kash the Taz. That's pretty incredible. If you look in many, many Achronim, Eliyahu Rabbah writes this, there in the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Chav Ches, and Rabbi Kiviger writes this, on the Mishnayos in Maseches Megillin, Gimel Vav. And if you look at the back of the Gemara Avodah Zarah, right, there's Maseches Ofrim. At the bottom of Sechah Seraphim, there's a pirush which is called the Nachlas Yaakov. If you take a look there in Perakid Beis and Halacha Gimel, Nachlas Yaakov writes this explicitly. He writes this at length. In Masik Mekolos, the Taz is Kasha. You know what the answer is? Wow. This is not a typical Kriyas HaTorah. This is a separate Takanas Ezra. And therefore, pretty incredible, even in the time of the Mishnah, when the Kohen recited one, Nachman recited other, that was true of a typical Kriyas HaTorah. Let's say it was Parshas Zachar. Of course they would have separate brachas. This is not Parshas HaShavua, this is Parshas Zachar. So the Chiddush that they all write, Rabbi Kiviger, Eliyahu Rabbah, Nachlas Yaakov, that you know what? Even Bizman HaMishnah, they used to have separate brachos on the Parshas HaTochacha. And if you were to have a Osaf in the middle of a Tocha, even Bizman HaMishnah, you would have to have additional brachos. So the fact that this is a separate Takanas Ezra, that's really unusual. That's why Chazal or Masada, the Parshios, the way they were, right? What you combine, what you divide, that's why we didn't catch up for Eretz Yisrael. And that's also why that there are separate brachos, even Bizman HaMishnah, pretty incredible, you know, and in Achinami, that you would have to go ahead and recite a bracha and a dabra. So therefore, we don't do so. We don't have any olim. We start a little bit before, we end a little bit afterwards, and we don't have an ol expressly in a dabra because that would require a bracha. That's interesting chiddush. Avudraham even writes a fascinating chiddush. You know, the Mishnah also tells us that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was they didn't lay in the whole Parshas HaShavua every Shabbos. They had a triennial cycle. No? Three-year cycle. Which would mean that, you know, when you came before Rosh Hashanah and you came before Shavuos, they were not at Parshas Kisav or Parshas B'chukosai. You know what? Oh, that was obvious. They used to take out a separate Sefer Torah and they used to lay in like we do for Parshas Zachar. But with us, everything is so seamless, you know, you don't even realize that the Shabbos is a special Takanas Ezra, a special Kriyas HaTorah. Indeed, it's necessary at this time. That sugya in Mikam Daf Lamed Aleph points out another very, very important distinction. That the Toch is found twice in Chumash, but there is a fundamental difference between them. The Toch and Vayikra B'chukosai is Lashon Rabbi. Im B'chukosai Telechu. And the Toch and Kisavu is Lashon Yachid. Well, that's Mefurish in Gemara. Halalu B'lashon Rabbi. And the Gemara says that Halalu B'lashon Yachid. A fundamental difference in the Tochacha is Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbi. So what exactly does that mean? So we mentioned not long ago, no? That there is a fundamental difference between Lashon Yachid as opposed to Lashon Rabbi. That's what you find in the Gaon, right? In the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu. The very end of the Sefer Divrei Eliyahu. That's what's quoted in the name of the Gaon. There is a Klal Gadol B'Torah Shebichsav. Wow. Klal Gadol B'Torah Shebichsav. And what is that Klal Gadol? Whenever the Torah speaks Lashon Rabbim, Hu L'Yachid, and Lashon Yachid is Hu L'Rabbim. That's unusual, no? When the Torah speaks Lashon Rabbim, it's speaking to individuals. When the Torah speaks Lashon Yachid, it's speaking to B'nai Yisrael as a whole. B'nai Yisrael as a whole. Wow. The Gaon writes that several times in several different places. Wow. And this is found in Gemara, no? Yeah, the Gemara Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph says the following, that there's a mitzvah of Dalet Minim. How do you know that everyone has to be Nolta Dalet Minim? Yeah, that's true. The Gemara says clearly, Ulekachtem Lachem. Ulekachtem Lachem. It's Lashon Rabbim. You know what that means? Kol Echa De'echa. Everyone is obligated to take. That's what the Gaon means. You know what we call that? Everyone has to do so. We call that a Chovas Yachid, not a Chovas Tibur. If the Torah uses Lashon Rabbim, it's a Chovas Yachid. Everyone is obligated to do so. Well, and in case you kind of don't realize it, so Tosus spells it out. Tosus writes there, Sukkah Mem Aleph Mabez, Dichsiv Ulekachtem B'Lashon Rabbim, B'Loksiv Ulekachta B'Lashon Yachid. No? Tosus spells it out for you. If it was the Ulekachta, it means the B'nai Yisrael as a whole, like part of the Avoda. Because Lulav and Esrik has, you know, a fundamental role in Mikdash. The Torah goes out of it, Ulekachta Mochem, Mochol Echa Diecha. The Gemara has Menachos Daf Samachay. Everyone is obligated to count the days of the Omer. Usfartem Lachem, Mefurishim Gemara, Sfir Lachol Echa Diecha. Everyone has to count. And what about when it comes to the years of the Yovel? There the Torah tells us in Parshas Bahar, Bisafarta licha, in the singular. So guess what? Individuals don't have to count. Licha means B'nai Yisrael is a single unit. So you know what that means? Tosus writes that the Sanhedrin convenes every year and they count the year of the Yovel with a bracha. Well, that's Tosus' Chiddush. They count the year of the Yovel with a bracha. Why doesn't everybody do that? Oh, because there's a fundamental difference. When it comes to Yovel, the Sefarta Licha. When it comes to Sfir Somo, Sfartem Lachem. So Lachem means it's a Chiyav al Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Everyone is obligated to count. Mashen came when it comes to Yovel, that's really not true. Yovel requires a Kiddush Bezdin. The Kiddush, the Meshnah, Sachamishim Shana. Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, counts the years. And they're Mekadesh, the Shnas HaYovel. Wow. I'll tell you like that, an incredible machlokas, the Rambam and the Gaonim. We don't have that bismanazim. We don't have that. We don't have like a Kiddush Bezdin, the Mekadesh, the Shnas HaYovel. So you know that? In a chinami. We don't have Yovel. We don't have Yovel. There's Yovel bismanazim. We don't have Yovel Bezman as it, no? But there's an incredible machlokas, the realm of the Gaon, what does that mean? Do we have Yovel Bezman as it? No, we don't have Yovel Bezman as it. What exactly does that mean? So I'll ask you a very basic question and the answer is machlokas Ram the Gaon. What is the cycle of our calendar? Is it a 49-year cycle or is it a 50-year cycle? Well, Mikra did the rice, it's a 50-year cycle, no? It's a 50-year cycle. Year 48, year 49, year 50, one, no? You ready for this incredible machlokas? Bizman hazeh, we don't have yovel. We don't have nihuge yovel. But do we have the yovel year? Do we have the yovel year? When we're counting the years, what comes after year 49? 50 or 1? Not having yovel, does that mean ignore and go 49-1? Or no, we don't have the details of Shiloach Avadim and the Isra of Avodah Sakarka. That we don't have. No? And Chazara Sakarka. But how can you not have the year? So it's really incredible. No? And Perek Yud, Evelcha Shemitah V'Yovel, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam writes that this is a huge mafokus. A huge mafokus. The Rambam Shita is, the calendar has a Yovel year. 49-51. And the Rambam quotes the Gaon to disagree and say, Bizman Hazeh, without a Kiddush Bezdin, you don't even have Yovel. And therefore, 49-1. And it's like incredible. The Rambam says, you know, I defer to the Gaonim. I defer. My opinion is 49-50, then 1. But I defer to the Gaonim. Well, and the Raivit is Masig. No, the Rambam can't defer to the Gaonim. That's the usual Hasaga. You know, the Raivit always attacks the Rambam Shittas. No, he attacks the Rambam's Mechila. The Rambam says, Amochel, follow the Gaonim. No, the Raivit is, you have to follow the Rambam. It's like only place in Yad HaChazaka where the Raivit, you know, defends the Rambam Shittas in that way. It's a little unusual. You have to realize how significant it is, no? Because it throws everything off, no? Is this year Shemitah? You know what the answer is? Well, it depends on the Rambam Nagonim, no? If you plug in another year, everything is delayed, no? If you don't have the year, everything is pushed up. So realize that it throws off the whole cycle of Trumas and Maestros and Shemitah, whether you have a 50th year or you don't. That's a pretty heavy, machlokes. No, but it's like something which is stunning. The starting point of machlokes is exactly this, that Yovel is Loshen Yachid. And that means Bezdin. Bezdin is Makadesh. And without the Sanhedrin, Bezdin is Makadesh. You don't fully have, and now a detail, you don't have it all, or you don't have certain details of. But that's something which is fundamental. And this is true throughout Chumash. We mentioned recently about Tosif, about Tigra, no? So many different examples of the differences between Loshen Yachid as opposed to Loshen Rabim. So the Gemara's Mefurish is true when it comes to Tochacha as well. There's a Tochacha which is Loshen Yachid, and there's a Tochacha which is Loshen Rabbi. So in Vayikra, in B'chokosai Tileichu, oh, that's Loshen Rabbi. And Kisavu is Loshen Yachid. See, why exactly is that true? Oh, I'll tell you this, that Brachos and Kolos represent a Knisa Labris. A Knisa Labris. A bris of our grizin, a bris of our evil. How is it that we entered into this bris? I'll tell you that there are two possibilities. One is the bris is chal on the entire tzibur as a whole, and each individual is a part of the tzibur. The knis of the bris was collective. There's another possibility now, that the knis of the bris is individual. Individual. And maybe a third possibility. You know what that is? Both. 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 The binding power of the bris is as a yachid and as a tzibur. You know, we exist on a dual axis as yachidim, but as part of, right, a totality, part of a collective whole. And if we speak about Brachos and Klolos and the bris of our Gris and our Evel, we're speaking about it from two vantage points. There's a chiv on the Yachin and a chiv on the Tzibur. Say nachinami. In Vayikra, Beloshen Rabbi means that there's a knis of the bris l'chol echad v'yachad. And now when it comes to Kisavo, an interesting chiddush, that there's a knis of the bris which is incumbent upon an entire Tzibur. An entire tzibur. You know what I would call that? I would call that arbus. Arbus. And guess what? That's exactly what the Gemara says. No? You have the tochacha and kisavo. And now Parshas itself goes out of its way. You know? Hanisar shel Shem Elokeinu, lo itchem levadchem. You know what the Gemara derives from that? Arvos, arvos. That's the sugya in Sanhedrin daf mem gimel, sota daf lamed zayin. That's the source of arvos. Meaning that this is a collective tochacha that binds all of Knesset Yisrael. And you know what? As a whole, the tzibur is obligated to. Wow. So whereas in Vayikra, each individual is obligated to observe the mitzvah Hashem, here is the tochach of arvos. And the Gemara derives the din of arvos from this point. So if you ask me, why is that true? Why all of a sudden here? Just look at those Gemaras, no? Sanhedrin Mem Gimel. You know what the Gemara says? Something which is stunning. In order to have full arvos, you know, we're going to view Klal Yisrael as a single entity. You need something, no? You need a binder, no? You need something that is going to link all of Klal Yisrael as a single unit. So what is that binding power? What is that link, no? It's Mefurish in Gemara. The Gemara says, you know when arvos kicked in? When Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, we were Yechidim. All of a sudden, we became a unified Am when we had Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a Ma'ached. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, that you know what, that Ad She'ovr L'Sayardin. When we entered Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, the Dinei Arvos kicked in. You know, it means that wherever a person resides, but Eretz Yisrael serves as a link, as a binding power, that now we can refer to Knesset Yisrael literally as a good achas. And the Gemara says that was Misha Nichnasu Laris, Misha Avres Hayardein. Also, very good. So the earlier Tochacha is Lashon Ravim, Lecholecha V'yachad. The Tochacha of the Arvos, yeah, so that is this Tochacha, where Menasseh was on the threshold of entry into Eretz Yisrael. The Gaon even points out as follows. When you look in the Tochen Kisavo, you know, it sounds, the brachos are amazing, but the klolos are horrific, no? And you see Parshas Nitzavim, the Gaon is so bothered, Deres Eliyahu. The Torah tells you the calamitous result of not observing the Torah session. And what does the Pasuk say in Yitzavim? V'haya v'shamu es divrei avazos. When a person hears the words of the Tochacha, v'hizbarach v'vava lemo shalom yeli, ki yishvi resu v'yelech, no? A person is going to respond by saying, no sweat, you know? I can do whatever I want, and I'm good to go, no? It sounds very odd, no? Pasuk after pasuk of the calamitous result of failing to fulfill the Torah Hashem. And really, Bahaya Vishamu is Dibra Hazos, Yizbarach Bavalam Shomli Ani, Shir Zibayat. That's the observation. That's like the takeaway. Why in the world? So the Gaon Neder celebrates exactly this point. The Tochacha in Vayikra, the Loshon Rabbim is Lachol Echad V'Echad. It's Lachol Echad. All of a sudden here, you have a Tochacha which is Loshon Yachid. You know what the Lashon Yachid normally means? Like Kiddush Yovel. It means that not every individual, Bnei Yisrael as a whole, the Tzibur as a whole, Yechidim don't count the years of the Yovel. It's done collectively. So the Gaon writes, that's exactly the meaning of the Pasuk. That Bahaya V'Shamos Divrei Alazos, when a person hears the words of this Tocha, he'll be tempted to say that, you know what, that collectively, yes, but individually, no. And therefore, b'shurus li'be'elek, my deviation from is not impactful. What's wrong with that? Sounds very misdaber, no? Oh, so that's what the pasuk continues. No. Lo'itchem levadchem. That's what the Gaon explains. No? You know why the Torah uses collective language here? Not to exclude the Yachid, that's clear from the Tocha Mikra. The Yachid is included. But even as Rashi writes, the Rabos, Doros, Saboy, Machrov. in order to bind even future generations. Once the toches chal for the tzibur as a whole, that means whoever will be part of Knesset Yisrael is included in. That's exactly, the Gon says, like the Shakul Atari the Pasuk. You have a tochacha which is Lashon Yachid. And that means the tzibur as a whole. And don't make the mistake and think that that means to exonerate a Yachid. No. Here is Lo'itchem Levadchem. It's coming to include, right, anyone who will ever, ever be part of Knesset Yisrael. So that's the sugya, the differences between, you know, the tochachas, Lashon Yochid, as opposed to that which is Lashon Rabbim. When you look in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos and Shoresh Gimel is where the Rambam writes that in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvos, Mitzvos have to be that which is Lidoros. All of Tariq Mitzvos, those are Mitzvos, which are Lidoros. If something is only temporary, it's only Hora Shah, how can it be counted in Tariq Mitzvos? The Rambam writes by definition, by essence. Tariq Mitzvos and Rosh Mishinai means Lidoros. And the Rambam writes something which is beautiful now. The Rambam writes, because Torah Tzivlan Amasha, Morasha. Morasha means that which is everlasting. Morasha means it's something which is no Heges Lidoros. The Rambam even points out that, you know, there's another context that you have Morasha. Morasha is only found twice in the Chumash. You know? When it comes to Torah, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam already writes in Shor Shlishi, you know, because is there a commonality? Yeah. All of those, that's all Lidoros. Our relationship to Eretz Yisrael is Lidoros, and our Chiyuv in Tari Mitzvos is Lidoros. And that's the meaning of Morasha. Morasha means something which is everlasting, something which is enduring. And therefore, in Shmos Vav, Eretz Yisrael is referred to as Morasha. And here, Torah Tzivlan Moshe, Morasha Kiddush Yaakov. No, that's the Doros. That's a reference to Tariq Mitzvos. No, Torah B'Gematria is 611. No, with Anoch Liyeh, which, you know, that's the sugya. Malkus Tavchav Gimel. Surprising, the Rambam writes that the Bahag seems to count in his Taryag Mitzvos certain things that are not Lidoros. Certain things that are not Lidoros. That's fascinating to take a look at what are the cases. But the Rambam cites a few examples where the Bahag counts in Taryag Mitzvos something that's only a Horasha, only a Horasha. Torah tells us that, you know, when the Levi reaches the year age of 50, he has to retire. You know, the Rambam writes, that's only a Horasha. Moyavot Od is only a Horasha. Yeah, that's only a Horasha. The Rambam writes something fantastic, no? Klei HaMikdash, Gimel Ches. The Rambam writes that, the Rambam, Gimel Ches, Klei HaMikdash, that's four Chidushim Deraisa. Rapid succession. But that's where the Rambam writes the Chiddush, that the Levim are not the ones that carry the Aron. The Kohanim are the ones who carry the Aron. Yeah, but the Torah tells us in the very beginning of a Chumash B'Midbar, the Levim carry the Aron, no? Yeah, the Rambam writes that was only a Horasha. Because at that point in time, how many Kohanim were there? So, Miut Misper HaKohanim. So even though it's true that during that window of time, Levim carried Aron, that's not a mitzvah Lidoros. And then the Rambam writes his bombshell, that you know what? So when the Torah says the Levi should retire at 50, that's because then and there, the Levi was carrying the Aron. And when you're 50 years old, already your strength begins to diminish. So the Levi should retire. The Rambam writes, that's only a Horasha, because Lidoros, Levim don't carry the Aron, no? So how can the Bahag count Lo Yavod Od as a mitzvah Lidoros? It's not true. Well, okay. That requires a lot of work. No? Then the Rambam writes the following. The Bahag pounds the brachos and klalos. Har griz marevel. The parshios of the tochacha. The Bahag counts as one of the Tariq Mitzvos. The Rambam writes, but that's Lidoros. that's the Doros. Har Gris Mevo is the Doros. That was a once-in-a-lifetime event. Done. How can you say that that's something which is the Doros? How can the Bahag come? Har Gris Mevo is part of Tari Mitzvos. The Ramban there in Shor Shlishi writes a beautiful teretz. He writes the following, Amamish Abrisker Teretz. Now, the Ramban writes the following Chiddush. It's a Knis of the Bris. Har Gizno Evo. It's a Knis of the Bris. You know? In Yanim Kayim Lono Ledoros, the Chalos, the impact, the binding power is Ledoros. Even though Eina Naso Sula Pamachas. That's the Ramban writes. The Maisa HaMitzvah of Har Gizno Ezel was once in history. But the chalos, the impact of that once in history, that's everlasting. That's not called Horosha. You know, to go ahead and take dam and to sprinkle it on the mashkof, the mezuzos, Maisa Mitzvah, Kiyam HaMitzvah, chalos, that's only Horosha. A knis of the bris, you know, it can be a one-time event, but its impact is Ladoros. Why would we call that Horasha? No? That's what the Ramban writes to justify the Bahag, including Har Gizno Evo. Because the effect of Har Gizno Evo, that's Kaim Lono Ladoros. Even though Enon Nasos Ela Pamachas. Wow, that's the Ramban. And here I'll tell you like another possibility. If you look in the Sefer Mitzvot of Vesad, you go, Parsha Nun Zayin. Rukam Fischer Poler, no, his expansive deer. No, the Sefer Mitzvot of Sadia. He writes, you know what? You know why the Bahag and of Sadia going to include Har Gizno Evo in Tariag Mitzvos? Not simply because of the Ramban. That, you know what? Because there's a binding part of the Doros. But you suggest something else. Aravus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zevazim. The mitzvah, the chiyuv of Aravus. And where do you derive the chiyuv of Aravus? Ooh, that's that sugya sanad of Mem Gimel. That's the tochacha of Kisavo, Hargrizim Harevo, Lashon Yachid, the binding power of all of Knesset Yisrael. That's halacha l'maisa. The halachos of Arvos, the mitzvah of Arvos. He writes that indeed is the kavana. That's something which is striking. Not just simply because it's something where, in principle, has an ongoing kiyum. But halacha l'maisa, yatsa motzi. I can perform a mitzvah additionally, and I can be motzi you. I'm not called an animal chlibadavar. Even though I was already Yotzei. That's the language like that the Ritva uses in Hilchos Brachos, in Perakei Halacha Aleph, that I already made Kiddush. Fine, great, but you didn't. So it's Ki'ilu Hu Atzmo Chayiv. I'm still Chayiv in Kiddush. Because if there's Arvos, Arvos means that all of Bnei Yisrael are like Guf Echad. That's the language the Ritva uses in Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. We're one entity, we're one unit, and therefore, just because I've done a mitzvah does not mean I'm exempt. Just because I've done a mitzvah doesn't mean that I am now eno mechuyev b'davar. Eno mechuyev b'davar means eno motzi yisra b'dei chavasa. Rashana chavtes. I'm adayim mechuyev b'davar. How can you argue that I'm adayim mechuyev b'davar? That's the chiddush daraisa of Arbus. So I can be motzi you in a mitzvah daraisa. In benching, in tkir shofar, because Kol Yisrael Aregim Zebozeh. That, he writes, is the Kavana of the Gaonim that counted Har Gris Mareva. Not just simply because there was Chalos, but he writes even more than that. Mamish Halacha L'maisa. That the Din, the principle, the mitzvah of Kol Yisrael Zebozeh. That indeed is what they're referring to. I would tell you this as a Chiddush. Right? Not for right now. But we've discussed in the earlier Shirim. Now that even if Arvos is a mitzvah, is it so obvious that it should be counted separately in Tariq Mitzvahs? Because, you know, maybe one could suggest the following. that Arvos is not a separate standalone mitzvah, but Arvos is built into each and every mitzvah. Each and every mitzvah. How do you know it's a separate mitzvah? And Meshachachma writes a chiddush, that if the Rishonim that don't count tshuva of a mitzvah, it's not because tshuva is not a mitzvah, Meshachachma writes, it's because tshuva is part of each and every mitzvah. They're tayag mitzvahs of tshuva, no? Whatever the Torah says I can or cannot do, if you fall short, the mitzvah demands tshuva. It's not like there's shmiras mitzvahs and there's tshuva, but what he built into every mitzvah is an element of tshuva. You know, if a person failed to, you're not done. No, there's an opportunity to recoup. And the mitzvah demands tshuva. That's like a fascinating construct. That, you know what? What about Arvos? Is Arvos really something which is standalone? Or maybe Arvos is built into each and every mitzvah. My chiyuv, the mitzvah of Kiddush, is to see to it that you make Kiddush. Not because there's a separate mitzvah of Arvos, because if there, indeed there is a reality of Arvos, that means that language of the Ritzvah, that ki'ilu lo yatsa, ki'ilu hadayin chayiv, that you still have to go in and see to it indeed that that's true. And therefore, perhaps that's the intent, an interesting chiddush, of the Bahag that will argue that we're going to count this as taryag mitzvahs, a mitzvah of Arvos, and maybe the Bahag Shita is that it's a separate, independent mitzvah of Arvos, as opposed to maybe arguing that it's built into each and every mitzvah. But that's something which is critical. You understand, just to kind of circle back, why a Takanas Ezra, to make sure to read this Tofakha before Rosh Hashanah. Because so much of the theme of Rosh Hashanah that we'll see, it is not merely mitzvos and Avodas Hashem individually, but rather collectively. The fact that all of Knesset Yisrael is nidon as a single unit. You know, imagine the Ikar Mitzvah Tkiyah Shofar are Tkiyos which are al Seder Avrachos, no? Tkiyos that take on a concept of a mitzvah Hatzibur, as opposed to just simply that which a person does, the Yichidus. You know, unusual that, you know, Vidui on Yom Kippur, not only in a silent Shemoneh Esrei, right, but vidui as a tzibur in Chazaras Hashatz. Now, you see clearly from the Avodah Siyam, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the potent, the compelling role of tzibur. And therefore, Enoch Inami, the part of the Takanas Ezra, that the Tochacha that teaches us the lesson of Arvos, the Takanas Ezra, that you have to make sure to lay this before the Me'adin, to the point, as Tosa says, we're going to combine and separate parshios, right, to make sure that indeed that occurs. And even if, that in earlier times, these individual olim did not recite a bracha, not true when it comes to these brachas and klalos, a separate takana, this machayi brachos, and that's where Reish Lakish says, be careful about osafos when it comes to the kriya l'tochacha itself. So you have to kind of bear in mind, whether it's an ounstin show or they're not an ounstin show. No, this Shabbos, the special mitzvah, not only Parshas HaShavua, but a special Takana Sezer to see to it that you lay the brachos and klalos before the Yimei Hadin.